is an exclusive presentation of the LSU Sports Radio Network. It's Sunday night, and this is LSU 60 from the LSU Sports Radio Network. A weekly look inside LSU athletics with exclusive interviews with coaches, student athletes, and administrators. And now, from the LSU Sports Radio Network Capital One Studios on the campus of LSU, here is your host of LSU 60, Bill Frankes.
Good evening, Tiger fans. Welcome to LSU 60, coming to you from the LSU Sports Radio Network Capital One Studios here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. A clear, warm, and sunny day here in the capital city as the Tigers of LSU are traveling to Missouri yesterday and falling short by a score of 45-41. The Tigers now 1-2 on the year, and a big game coming up this weekend in Gainesville, Florida. LSU taking on Florida. The Gators also suffering a loss yesterday. Gators were defeated by Texas A&M in Bryan College Station. A last-second field goal by Seth Small gave the Aggies a 41-38 victory over the Gators. So Florida will enter Saturday's showdown in Gainesville with a record of 2-1. Florida is ranked number 9 in this week's coaches poll, and the Gators dropped to number 10 in the AP poll following the loss to Texas A&M. Speaking of the polls, LSU, for the first time since 2017, a string of 43 consecutive weeks, LSU had been ranked in a poll. Tigers are unranked this week after the loss to Missouri, but still, of course, Coach Ed Ogeron, the Tigers have an opportunity to climb right back into the rankings if they can get a win at top 10 ranked Florida this coming Saturday. Let's go through the polls real quick. First of all, the AP rankings in the top 10. Clemson is number 1, Alabama is 2, Georgia number 3. Of course, most of you know Alabama and Georgia will play one another this Saturday night in Tuscaloosa. Notre Dame is 4th, North Carolina is number 5, Ohio State, which is yet to play, number 6, followed by number 7, Oklahoma State, number 8, Cincinnati, number 9, Penn State, and number 10, Florida. Other SEC teams in the top 25, Texas A&M is now number 11, after defeating Florida yesterday. Auburn is at number 14. Auburn got a narrow victory over Arkansas yesterday at Jordan-Hare Stadium. Tennessee, which dropped its game with Georgia yesterday, is number 18 in the nation, and those are all the SEC teams ranked in the AP Top 25. In the coaches poll, Clemson also number 1, Alabama 2, Georgia 3, Notre Dame 4, and Ohio State is number 5. North Carolina is 6, followed by Oklahoma State, Penn State, Florida at number 9, and Cincinnati at number 10 in the coaches poll. Texas A&M is number 11 in the poll. Auburn is number 14, and Tennessee is number 17. Those are the SEC teams ranked this week by the coaches. So an opportunity for LSU to make a statement and head back in the right direction after the loss to Missouri by taking on traditional rival Florida. Kickoff on Saturday in Gainesville will be at 2:30 p.m. It's a 2:30 start. The game can be heard right here on the LSU Sports Radio Network, and it will be televised by ESPN. Though it is in that traditional 2:30 CBS time slot, CBS is televising the Alabama-Georgia game that night at 7 p.m., so ESPN has that 2:30 window. So LSU versus Florida, 2:30 p.m. Central Time from Gainesville on ESPN and right here on the LSU Sports Radio Network. We've got a lot to cover today in LSU 60. We'll go over some of the highlights of yesterday's game with Missouri. A little bit later on, Jeff Palermo joins us. Jeff will have an interview with LSU defensive line coach Bill Johnson. And then later in the show, volleyball coach Fran Florey joins us. Coach Florey, in her 23rd season at LSU, her volleyball team, of course, has had the start of its season delayed, but they will finally begin to compete this coming weekend. The Tigers will travel to Texas A&M. So we'll talk to Coach Fran about her volleyball squad and some of the obstacles they've had to overcome to get ready for this season. All that, plus we'll recap a yesterday in the SEC and look ahead to the week as LSU gets set to face the Florida Gators. So stay with us. We're back after this timeout on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Tiger fans, LSU wants to remind you to defend the spread by masking up.
The best defense against the spread is in your face coverage. Remember to wear your mask in public. Here are some quick and easy steps to stay well. Always wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching your face. Clean and disinfect objects or surfaces around you. And stay home if you are feeling sick. Thank you for doing your part. One team, one heartbeat. Go Tigers!
You can't just watch. Basically impossible, roundly implausible, to enter the gates of the SEC and be a faint spectator? A fly on the wall? Not at all. Excuse yourself to lose yourself in something bigger. The traditions, the superstitions, the fight song in every rendition. You can't just watch. Not in the home of more.
LSU fans, show your pride with real Tigers gear from the official online store of LSU Athletics, lsushop.net. You'll find everything a Tiger fan needs, including jerseys, jackets, polos, t-shirts, hats, and more. With an awesome selection of more than 4,100 products, including official team merchandise from Nike. When it comes to team pride, there's only one place real Tiger fans go, lsushop.net.
Can't just watch. Basically impossible, roundly implausible, to enter the gates of the SEC and be a faint spectator? A fly on the wall? Not at all. Excuse yourself to lose yourself in something bigger. The traditions, the superstitions, the fight song in every rendition. You can't just watch. Not in the home of more.
Latest on LSU athletics each Sunday night. This is LSU 60 from the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the LSU Sports Radio Network Capital One Studios. Bill Franquez and Jeff Palermo here with you for LSU 60. LSU 60 is presented by TJ Ribs, the official barbecue restaurant of LSU athletics. All right, let's go through some of the highlights with the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair, of yesterday's game. By the way, a shout-out to Chris Blair and the entire LSU Sports Radio Network crew. They actually produced and broadcast the game at different locations here in Baton Rouge. It was a remote broadcast, and they did a remarkable job, and congratulations on making that happen on such short notice. Of course, the game was moved in the middle of the week to Columbia, Missouri, so a lot of adjustments had to be made both for the team and for the broadcasters, but they did a fantastic job. So let's talk about some of the highlights in yesterday's game. Missouri got on the board first on a flea flicker pass to take an early 7-0 lead in the first quarter, but the Tigers responded right away. Miles Brennan led a very efficient drive. The Tigers go 75 yards in 10 plays. It culminates with a Brennan to Terrace Marshall TD pass. At first, it was ruled incomplete, out of bounds, but Marshall, after review, was ruled to be inbounds, and the Tigers got their first score.
Curry, the single back on a sidecar to the right side of the junior quarterback. Shotgun snap. Brennan looking left. Here's late pressure. Throws it high into the air. Marshall, back left corner. They'll say just wide. Looked like he may have had 1 foot in, but the back judge says Marshall was wide of the boundary. He was open. The ball floated high. He made the catch, and his right foot may have just been on the line. They rule it incomplete.
Ooh, they may take a look at that, Chris. His left foot, I thought, got down. It's when did he have possession? We'll see if they take a look.
After review, it is a touchdown. The receiver had 1 foot inbounds with control of the ball.
So give him the score.
So the Tigers tie the game at 7 with 8:03 remaining in the first quarter on a great catch by Terrace Marshall. Marshall strikes again a little later in the quarter. Missouri failed on a fake punt, and the Tigers took advantage, moving 47 yards in just 6 plays. This time, Brennan hits Marshall on a 2-yard TD pass.
Second down, goal to go from the Mizzou 2-yard line. Ball on the far side hash. Brennan, single back to his right, trip receivers left. Shotgun snap. Everybody releases. Brennan hit as he throws, tosses to the end zone. Terrace Marshall with the score. Touchdown, Tigers. 2-yard touchdown reception, his second of the day, his 6th of the year. And LSU has their first lead on this Saturday morning.
Tigers lead 14-7 at that point. Missouri comes back to tie the game at 14 near the end of the first quarter. But then LSU, early in the second quarter, gets a big special teams play as Racy McMath forces a fumble on a punt.
Zach Von Rosenberg will let it fly. He's been spot on so far this year. Catch going to be made at the 25. Ball knocked free. A dive for it at about the 25-yard line. No indication as of yet who came up with the football. Abrams Drain was back deep to receive the punt. Got it in his hands and then absolutely slacked. And the ball came out and they're still waiting. Mizzou comes out of the pile with it. They'll say Mizzou will keep the football even though LSU's still lobbying that they jumped on it first. But waiting for an indication, it's Fighting Tiger football.
Great special teams work by the Tigers. McMath forces the fumble, and Quentin Skinner, the deep snapper, made the recovery for LSU. And that gave the opportunity for the Tigers to take the lead again. On the very next play, Miles Brennan connects with freshman tight end Eric Gilbert on a 25-yard scoring aerial.
Brennan in the shotgun. Marshall will motion left to right. Trip receivers right side. That's the wide side of the field as the Tigers attack left to right on their dial. Brennan in the pocket. Stands tall. Fires towards the end zone. Going to be grabbed. Eric Gilbert. Touchdown, Tigers. Wow. Turnover. One play. Miles Brennan fires deep to the end zone. And the freshman, Eric Gilbert, out of Marietta, Georgia. 25-yard touchdown to put the Tigers back on top.
LSU leads 21-14 with 14:41 remaining in the second quarter. On Missouri's very next possession, the Tigers get another turnover. This time, B.J. Ojulari, the freshman defensive end, sacks and strips the ball from quarterback Connor Bazelak, and Allie Gay makes the recovery.
3-for-4 on third downs today, looking at 3rd and 6 here. Bazelak in the shotgun, 3 wide left, 1 to the short side of the field to right. Pressure comes. Bazelak hit, dropped the football. Diving for it at the 30-yard line. LSU says they have it, and they do. Gordy, I believe, called his name. B.J. Ojulari comes in. Ball stripped loose from Bazelak, backpedaling in the pocket. And Ojulari comes up with a loose football. Second fumble. Actually, it may have been Ali Gay that able to get on it. It was Gay on the other defensive end.
The play by Ojulari and Gay allows the Tigers to extend their lead to 24-14 as Cade York hits a 42-yard field goal. Missouri does come back with a 10 unanswered points late in the half to tie the game 24-24 going into the locker room at halftime. But early in the third quarter, LSU gets another great special teams play. Zach Von Rosenberg, one of the best punters in the country, pins Missouri deep inside their own 5-yard line. And then the Tigers take advantage when Jabril Cox recovers a Missouri fumble.
Larry Browntree, the single back. Browntree going to get the call up the middle. Just trying to get some room. He's going to run into a Tiger wall. Ball comes out. Battle for it. LSU says they have it at the 4-yard line. Let's wait and see. It's going to be LSU Fighting Tiger football. Jabril Cox comes out of the pile.
And that recovery by Cox leads to a Ty Davis Price 1-yard TD run. That gives the Tigers a 31-24 advantage with 12:25 remaining in the third quarter. Missouri ties the game at 31, but the Tigers strike right back and take the lead again at the 10:36 mark of the third quarter. This on a beautiful 75-yard touchdown bomb from Miles Brennan to Terrace Marshall Jr.
Long pass, Terrace Marshall, far side hash. First play, home run ball from Miles Brennan, 75-yard touchdown score. Touchdown, Tigers. Again, second time today where LSU has taken over the football and needed one play to answer back.
That gave the Tigers a 38-31 lead early in the third quarter. Of course, a tremendous battle ensued for the rest of the second half, and Missouri able to hold off LSU with a goal line stand. The Tigers ended the game at the Missouri 1-yard line. But Mizzou was able to keep the Tigers out of the end zone, and Missouri gets a 45-41 victory. All right, stay with us here on LSU 60 when we come back. Jeff Palermo joins us, and Jeff will talk with LSU defensive line coach Bill Johnson. That's coming up after this on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Here in Louisiana, we're all about flavor and football. And as a proud partner of LSU Athletics, Louisiana Fish Fry brings all the crispy, golden, delicious game time flavor y'all need. So when you're rooting for our national champion Tigers, Sink your claws into our breadings, boils, sauces, and more, because y'all deserve to tackle your taste buds with the very best from Louisiana Fish Fry.
All right, folks, come on. Y'all ready to party? Give it up. Clear the floor and give way to the big money game from the lottery. Let's hear it for the big man, $200,000 big spender, and $100,000 big win. Pay attention, y'all. Coming on down is $20,000 big deal, followed by $10,000 big bucks.
Make it a big night with all four tickets. You could win up to $200,000.
Remember, you must be at least 21 to purchase.
Cavender's is more than a brand. It's our family name. We believe in dressing how you live and living how you dress. So it doesn't matter if you spend your days like this or like this. At Cavender's, you can expect handcrafted boots, perfectly shaped hats, and high-quality Western wear. Because that's what it takes to meet our family standard. Cavender's. Don't just wear it. Live it.
Support your LSU Tigers with Hancock Whitney, the official bank of LSU athletics. From game day to the offseason, Hancock Whitney LSU credit and debit cards are a big win for any Tiger fan. Want to get your paws on these cards? Well, apply online or visit HancockWhitney.com/LSU. Hancock Whitney Bank, member FDIC. All accounts subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
Hey! Here's a bit of wisdom from your Uncle Cooper. Tires exist on a spectrum. On one end, you got too much tire. On the other, you don't get enough. Both ends are rip-offs. You're either paying for more than you need or needing more even after you pay. So if you want a tire that costs what tires should cost and does what tires should do, go mwah, right for the sweet spot. Go with the Coopers.
Cooper!
Back with more LSU 60 on the LSU Sports Radio Network. Here again is your host, Bill Frankes.
Fans, LSU 60 is presented by TJ Ribs, the official barbecue restaurant of LSU Athletics. And our show is brought to you live each week from the LSU Sports Radio Network Capital One Studios. Capital One has reimagined banking, offering accounts with no fees or minimums. Capital One, the official bank and credit card of the NCAA. And before Jeff Palermo joins us, just want to say that we certainly are, our thoughts and prayers are with everyone who has been affected by Hurricane Delta, especially those in southwest Louisiana who are still in the process of recovering from Hurricane Laura and now have to face another devastating storm. We certainly support you, and those of us at LSU Athletics we'll do all that we can to help those in Louisiana and in Texas who have been affected by these storms. So again, our thoughts and prayers with all those who have been victims of these hurricanes. So it's time now to send it out to the LSU football complex. Jeff Palermo joins us. He's with LSU D-line coach Bill Johnson.
Thanks, Bill. LSU defensive line coach Bill Johnson with us. And coach, I know it was a tough day yesterday in Missouri. After looking at the film, what were some of the things that you've been able to kind of dissect to help try to turn things around on the defensive side?
Well, the first thing we got to do from a defensive standpoint is try to eliminate the explosive plays. You know, it's hard to win when the ball goes over your head or you let a long run get out and leverage it the right way and those type things. You know, you take, and you can't do this, but you know, you take 7 or 8 plays out of the game and it's always a different game, but those are the plays you got to eliminate.
I know it seemed like a lot of the miscommunication was happening in the defensive secondary, but as a coaching staff, what have you seen to possibly try to address that?
Well, communication is one of the biggest things there is as far as playing defense, and when you have a breakdown of communication, you got problems. So we got a lot of things to work out. We got some young guys back there that hadn't played a lot. This team's going to grow. I can promise you that. We're going to grow with every snap and every game. And we got a lot of things to work out, and we're going to come back to work Monday, and we're going to fix those things, and we're going to get ready to play Florida and go give our best shot.
Did Missouri show you some stuff that you guys just haven't really seen on film, considering it's a new coaching staff and everything?
You could probably put that down to 1 or 2 plays, but, you know, for the most part, we sort of recognized what was going on. I just think that we had some communication errors, and those are the things we got to clean up.
as far as a unit as a whole, how do you think the defensive line played?
Well, there's never a game you come out that you don't want to improve on some things. There were some good things. The thing that we've done well in the last three games is we probably pressured the quarterback and rushed the quarterback better than we did at any point last year. We still have some gap issues that we've got to learn to play with our hands better and stay in our gap and stay on our feet and not vacate our gap so fast. But, you know, we got a young group and they're getting better and they work hard every week and we're going to go back and do that again Monday.
Ollie Gay, what can you tell us about this man, a young man who comes here? Has had a very interesting story. Did you get a sense that he would be able to take off like he has so quickly here at LSU?
Well, the first thing is he's a very fine young man that works hard and comes to work every day. He is our most productive defensive lineman right now when it comes to tackles and tackles for loss and getting his hands on balls and things like that. So he's a long kid. He's a little raw, but he gets better with every snap because he works at it.
Andre Anthony's been with this program for a long time now. How has he progressed during his time here at LSU?
You know, it's sort of a position change for him where he was an outside linebacker. Now he's playing a 4-3 defense. You know, there's some things that as far as rushing the passer, I think he had two or three quarterback hits last night. So we got to keep working with our run technique and get him playing a little stronger on those offensive tackles. But he's done a good job of transitioning to that position.
Neil Farrell, here's a guy that for a time being wasn't going to play this season, now has returned. How would you figure out, how do you feel he's been playing so far this year?
Well, you know what, a little bit out of shape. He's come back. He's improved a little bit this past week. He's a very strong kid. He's a guy that we needed because we needed some depth in there, and he has some experience on him. So I think, you know, he's been back a couple weeks or maybe 3 weeks here. He was a little bit out of shape coming back. He's gotten a little bit better going forward, and hopefully he'll keep progressing.
Joseph Evans is a guy that Coach Ed Orgeron's really high on. What makes him seem like a guy that's really going to be a good player here before he leaves?
Great initial quickness. He's got good explosion. You know, he'd been over at the offensive all spring and everything like that. His original home was defensive line. Glad we got him back. He's got probably the most quickness we have of anybody inside. And he's starting to get his legs back up under him playing defense.
Apu Aika, we saw him play, you know, his freshman year, now this season. How has he improved?
You know what? He's improved. He's gotten a little better with his foot agility and those type things. He was recruited here to play a zero nose. He's starting to play a little bit more one gap technique now and learning that. He's still a young kid, and we got a lot of good things going for him.
And one other guy I want to ask you about, Glenn Logan finally got some action. Obviously, it's only going to get better for Glenn now that he can get in the swing of things.
I'll tell you what, Glenn, it's good to have him back. He's a very experienced player. He's very strong at the point of attack player. He's very smart, had some good rushes. He also had some good rushes last night. So it's good to get all these guys back. Maybe we can keep them all together for the next few weeks here and see if we can't gel a little bit.
The transition from the 3-4 to the 4-3, what's that been like? And especially not having really a full spring football to do it.
Well, it's you know, going forward, we know exactly the type of personnel we want to recruit to try to plug into this thing. But you know, it's worked out okay. You know, Ollie Gay at the end and Andre Anthony at the end and B.J. Ogilary's come on a little bit. So, you know, we're trying to fit ourselves into this thing and keep going forward.
Yeah, B.J.'s one guy I didn't ask you about. What do you like about him?
Outstanding rusher, very explosive, very smart, and he's got a lot of upside.
All right, going up against Florida, they've put up a lot of points on the board. They're coming off a tough loss as well. What's your thoughts on facing the Gators this Saturday?
Well, we've got to get in here and get preparing and get ourselves very familiar with them. And we've got to try to fix us first tomorrow. And once we get that fixed, we're going to get on to Florida. And we're going down there and see if we can't gel and play them a lot better for defense.
Looking forward to it. Thanks a lot, Coach. Appreciate your time.
All right.
That is LSU defensive line coach Bill Johnson. We'll take a break. More of LSU 60 when we come back.
Whatever you bring. Whatever you personally bring to the SEC table, bring more. Get up earlier. Sing and yell and stomp louder. Enough never is. Not here. Between the magnolias and the azaleas, legends and lore regale us, downright implore us. Bring everything you got, and then bring more.
shifts beneath you, you can run or you can stand firm. At LSU, our stand is rock solid. Our blood runs hot, even as our heads stay cool. Because now is a pivotal moment in the fight for our future. And we refuse to back down when the world needs solutions. LSU, fierce for the future.
You can't just watch. Basically impossible, roundly implausible, to enter the gates of the SEC and be a faint spectator, a fly on the wall, not at all. Excuse yourself to lose yourself in something bigger. The traditions, the superstitions, the fight song in every rendition. You can't just watch, not in the home of more.
Hey Tiger fans, LSU wants to remind you to defend the spread by masking up. The best defense against the spread is in your face coverage. Remember to wear your mask in public. Here are some quick and easy steps to stay well. Always wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching your face. Clean and disinfect objects or surfaces around you. And stay home if you are feeling sick. Thank you for doing your part. One team, one heartbeat. Go Tigers!
Every Sunday night, it's 60 minutes of all things LSU. This is LSU 60 on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to LSU 60, presented by TJ Rimm's, official barbecue restaurant of LSU Athletics. And LSU Athletics would like to thank yesterday's game sponsor, People's Health. People's Health wants you to know that it's Medicare time. Visit peopleshealth.com to shop Medicare plans and explore all the great new benefits for 2021. And now it's our pleasure here on LSU 60 to welcome LSU volleyball coach Fran Flory. Fran and her staff and her student athletes ready to get the season underway a little bit later than normally, Fran, but I know you guys are really excited to finally get a chance to play.
We really are, Bill. You know, this has been a long journey for everybody across the country through this craziness, and you know, the only thing we can enjoy is to get back and compete, and we're going to get to open up on this upcoming Saturday at Texas A&M. So, you know, a top 10 ranked opponent, but one that we feel like we match up with very well, and excited about the opportunity for sure.
Yeah, you mentioned the craziness in our country, and of course, all the as a collegiate head coach, you have so much to deal with, and I know you in over three decades as a collegiate head coach, you've probably seen it all until this year. My goodness, the effects of COVID-19, the major social change that is going on in our country that directly impacts your student athletes, and also now we've been through an extremely difficult hurricane season as well that has impacted a lot of families in Louisiana and Texas. So how difficult has it been? What are the challenges that you and as a staff have had to overcome to bring us to this point?
Well, you know, the hurricane challenge is, you know, we're in Louisiana, obviously we do this, but not this many times. So,
right.
You know, and certainly not to this extent. And, you know, it's just the mentality for our kids that the ability to stay balanced and have some normal portion of their life that they can, you know, go in the gym and play a game and get a little bit of relief from all the stress that they're under from every which way. And so, you know, we try to enjoy, we've had to change how we train a little bit. We've done a lot of research on Gen Zers, which is this era of kid.
Yeah, that's right.
And how to handle them. And, you know, but I mean, the stress level for everybody is crazy. And, you know, I'm thrilled about the changes that we're seeing and working towards. And I know you're working hard, and I'm working hard in social justice areas, and certainly areas that we should have been addressing long ago. And excited for our kids and our players to be heard and represented well, and across the board, not just mine, but along every student athlete around the country. And you know, I think that these kids come to school and they just want to play a sport they love, and they want to play, they want to compete, and they want to put on the letters, you know, for us, the LSU, on their chest and represent everything that's good about LSU. Mm-hmm. And you know, getting a chance to do that we just have continued to point them in that direction. We've done a lot of mental training. We've done a lot of leadership training, you know, and honestly, Bill, I think through it, we've gotten better, you know.
Great.
You know, challenges are opportunities. Mm-hmm. You know, you can take a challenge as a stop sign, but we can't get stuck on start. You know, you got to figure out, you know what, I have a pathway, I have a job to do, and these kids have a career, and this is one of their four and now five because of the NCAA extension, but
right.
It's one of their years of college. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's a challenge that, you know, if we all think about our time in college and the challenges we face, none of us face this,
no.
not this much,
no.
and certainly not to this extent. So, you know, that's the hard part. That's the hard part for them. And you know, and then they're carrying the burden of, you know, I'm supposed to win and I'm supposed mm-hmm. to succeed and I'm supposed to be a student and I'm supposed to learn. And it's certainly challenging times. And, you know, everybody, you know, people say athletes are privileged. They are privileged. There's no question. But there's also a whole lot more responsibility that comes with being a student athlete. And, you know, they carry that responsibility and that burden really heavy right now.
Absolutely. Well, as you mentioned, the opportunity to play at Texas A&M on Saturday. In fact, the schedule is a little different right now. Of course, there's an 8-match SEC-only schedule that would take place over the next 6 weeks. You'll play one opponent 2 days in a row on a Saturday and Sunday. Well, not necessarily on a Saturday and Sunday, but 2 days in a row at one site. So, in other words, this weekend you play A&M in Bryan College Station on Saturday and again on Sunday. And then later you'll play Mississippi State will be your first home match on Wednesday. But take us through the schedule and the thought process behind it and how it will affect the way the season progresses.
Well, I tell you that as volleyball coaches, we were very leery of starting with COVID, with the virus and,
yeah.
and playing indoor. And, you know, volleyball is a high-risk sport on the list of high-risk sports, which mm-hmm. people would probably say that's not true. But, you know, it is. And so, you know, how do we navigate that? How do we know that? How do we know airflow systems, ventilation? You know, certainly we're not paid to do that, and we're not educated to understand those things. So as a coaches group in the SEC, we opted to start a little later and kind of see how other leagues went, you know, and we've had some good success and been able to already adjust our return to play protocol to know that we're getting in the safest possible environment that we can. But, you know, the challenge is your training. I mean, we've been training since August 7th, and, you know, that's a long time for these kids to train.
Right.
So, you know, we bounced out of 20 hours a week, which is a regulation by NCAA, to 8 hours a week, like we're in off season, like spring training. And then we bounced back on October 1st to 20 hours. And so, I think we protected them well. We've been able to get a little more fit and you know, we didn't have any spring training.
Yeah.
Just like football and other
right.
other spring sports, we didn't get our spring season. So the learning curve is a challenge, but, you know, having this much time to practice, hopefully we anticipate will be a positive. And, you know, the good thing for us is everybody we're playing has been in the same scenario that we have.
Right, exactly.
So, you know, that's, you know, not an excuse. It's just, again, it's an opportunity.
And Fran, you've mentioned that you feel like, despite the obstacles, the team has gotten better over this period. And this already was going to be a very good team. It was picked to finish among the top five teams in the SEC by the league coaches. So I know just from a pure competition standpoint, you're very excited about your team.
We are. Our young kids, you know, we started four freshmen and you know, Taylor Bannister last year and a senior outside hitter in the opposite position. And, you know, that's a very inexperienced group. And those kids have grown up. They physically have matured. They understand the game. They understand what college athletics is about.
Yeah.
And the challenges and the responsibilities and accountability that goes with being a college athlete. And, you know, they're excited. They're hungry. You know, they feel like our team feels like we have a chance to win the SEC. And when you have a team that believes that way, you know, as a coach, you just get out of their way. You teach them, you put them in the right situation, and you let them go. Because, you know, the mentality of winning, the mentality of believing and having confidence is so much more important than whether you're good enough. If you believe you're good enough, you'll find a way to be good enough. And this group believes they're good enough. So, you know, we have an All-American returning in Taylor Bannister, but, you know, Allie Morris from right down the road, Mandeville, has really matured and is going to be a force to be reckoned with. And Nita Amwusi, who is one of the most physical players I've ever coached, has also really matured and learned the game at a super high level for a sophomore. And, you know, our freshman class is good. They've made our gym better. And, you know, the shining light this week is our defenders and our passers, Emmeline Walters and Jill Bonet and Reagan Chanchuli have just done an incredible job this week of keeping the ball off the floor and creating opportunities. So, you know, I'm excited to play. You know, it's one thing to play against each other. Mm-hmm. You know, the proof is in the pudding when you put somebody across the net in a different color uniform. So I'm sure a lot of the league teams are feeling the same way, but excited for our opportunity for sure.
As we said earlier, 8 matches on the schedule right now, 2 versus at Texas A&M this weekend. The next Wednesday and Thursday, October 21 and 22, the Tigers will play host to Mississippi State right here in Baton Rouge. Ole Miss comes to Baton Rouge November 7th and 8th, and then the schedule ramps up at Alabama November 14th and 15th. But, Coach, after those 8 matches have been played, I know it hasn't been decided yet exactly what happens next. Will the season continue into the spring?
It is planned for the season to continue in the spring. We have not made a final decision whether we're going to play any out-of-conference competition or if we will continue and just play SEC-only competition in the spring. That decision will hopefully be made fairly soon so we can actually start planning.
Exactly.
The NCAA is going to have an NCAA Volleyball National Championship Tournament.
Oh, great. That's great.
Right now it's scheduled for 48 teams, down from the 64 that it should have been this fall had we been able to have a normal season. The bid process or qualification process has not been established, which is part of the reason we don't know if we're playing SEC only, because there are 32 automatic bids. Each conference of the 32 conferences has an automatic qualifier, and so 32 of those bids will be spoken for, and then there will be 16 others that are selected, you know, at large,
right,
similar to the NCAA basketball tournament. And, you know, typically there's an RPI, which is a ranking power index, which gives you some information as to who should be selected. But if you're not playing out of conference competition, the Big Ten and the Pac-12 have already made that statement. And so we're not really sure how we're going to be able to compare apples to oranges with who you played and if you know, there's no crossover matches. So I don't want to be on the NCAA committee. You know, that's a huge challenge. But, you know, the bottom line is, you know, you play and you win and you give yourself the best opportunity. And for us, these first 8 are vital.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're vital. And I think some people are front-loaded with the strength of schedule and some people are back-loaded. We're a little more balanced, mm-hmm. Which is nice. But, you know, and we may not in the spring even play every other opponent. You know,
right.
It remains to be seen if we'll finish the double round, if you will,
mm-hmm.
or you know, how many dates we'll play and how does COVID affect us if people are missing matches. You know, they have the SEC has developed a protocol for missed or canceled matches that, you know, don't count into the equation of the championship season. There are just so many variables that
right.
have to be considered in this time. It's been a real challenge, and you know, I think the SEC has done the best that they possibly can without knowing the opponent, you know, and that's the challenge for all of us.
We're talking with Fran Flory, head coach of the LSU volleyball program here on LSU 60, our show presented by TJ Ribs, official barbecue restaurant of LSU Athletics. Stay with us when we come back. Fran will rejoin us. We'll talk more about her team as they get set for the 2020 season opener. That's coming up after this on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Tiger fans, shop Rouse's, official supermarket of LSU Athletics. Tyson USDA Grade A whole chickens are just 59 cents a pound. USDA Choice Angus Beef Boneless Sirloin Tip Roast are $2.99 a pound. Rouse's, official supermarket of LSU Athletics.
Jeez, sound. You trying to give away our location?
Sorry, Frankie.
Try walking like a gazelle.
I forgot. Why are we dressed up in Halloween costumes again? My antlers are poking through this hat.
Because, Sal, the lottery just put out the word on Halloween jumbo bucks. It's worth up to $30,000.
But, Frankie, what does that have to do with us?
Don't you get it? We're bucks. Thanks to the lottery, there's a $30,000 price tag on our heads.
Play Halloween jumbo bucks from the lottery. Win up to $30,000. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
If this year has taught us anything, it's we can all do more than we ever thought possible. That compassion can persevere through the greatest challenge, and that ingenuity and excellence can transform us forever. At Our Lady of the Lake, we see each person, never simply the patient, because health is a human experience. Our Lady of the Lake, the official healthcare provider of LSU Athletics.
Discover a place where legends are made, where ordinary checks itself at the door, and unforgettable experiences are around every corner. Discover L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Unique dining, the hottest games, and the coolest rooftop pool around. Make your moment legendary at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Exit at Bluebonnet off I-10. See My Choice Center for details. Must be 21 Winter Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
People's Health is your Medicare health team, and People's Health is proud to sponsor your LSU Tiger teams. People's Health knows that when it comes to healthcare, what works is teamwork. Every People's Health Plan member is backed by a Medicare health team of doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and other health professionals. Whatever your health goals, our team's goal is to help you enjoy the best health possible. So compare your Medicare coverage to a People's Health Medicare Advantage plan. Call for your free information kit. People's Health is the official health plan of LSU Athletics.
Tiger fans, shop Rouse's, official supermarket of LSU Athletics. Tyson USDA Grade A whole chickens are just 59 cents a pound. USDA Choice Angus Beef Boneless Sirloin Tip Roast are $2.99 a pound. Rouse's, official supermarket of LSU Athletics.
The latest on LSU Athletics, each Sunday night. This is LSU 60 from the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Fans, you can download the LSU mobile app and show us how you go with Tabasco using hashtag Tabasco Tigers for a chance to win a $100 gift card to the Tabasco Country Store. Tabasco sauce, the number one pick of the LSU Tigers. Go Tigers. And now here on LSU 60, we're rejoined by LSU volleyball coach Fran Flory. Tigers getting set to open the 2020 season this weekend at Texas A&M. And coach, you alluded to Taylor Bannister, who is a senior this year. Three-time first-team All-SEC player, a two-time All-American. Naturally, the real strength of your team begins with her. Just tell us what she has meant to your program now heading into her fourth year. One of the all-time greats, really, that has worn an LSU volleyball uniform.
You know, she really has. And Taylor just sees the game and understands athletics differently. She has a different mind. You know, in practice the other day, we were in a scrimmage situation and the starting side was kind of not going real hard. And she said, "Hey, I'm just going to get a kill and then I'll serve an ace and we're going to go work out." And she did. So, when you can, kind of call your shots mm-hmm. on command and make them happen, you're special amongst the rest. And, she does that in matches with me. You know, she can't do it every play or she would, be incredible. And she's not quite there yet, but she's pretty close. The best part about Taylor for me is this extra year that we're going to get with her.
Yeah.
That's right. She should have been a three-time All-American right now, but, physically just wasn't quite ready to be in college and playing at this level her freshman year. So, but she's special. I mean, athletic family and, understands athletics at a different level and really has done a great job training this year and becoming strong enough to really train. You know, a lot of kids practice in college and some people train. Mm-hmm. And if you're really training, you're getting better every day and you're going hard, you're playing match speed and you're training to be the best and you're just practicing. You just do the drills that the coach tells you and you just kind of go through. And Taylor has learned how to train this year and that's a huge step forward and will certainly set her up to have an even more special season than she's had previously.
Coach, of course, along with your all your duties here at LSU, you're also this year are serving on the new SEC Council on Racial Equity and Social Justice. Tell us about that council and how the SEC and LSU can be a real driver in this movement, this movement toward racial equity.
Well, you know, it's something that I'm super passionate about, and you know, we have a very diverse volleyball team.
Right.
Somebody asked me if that was by design, and it honestly is not by design. It's just, you know, that's who LSU attracts for mm-hmm. LSU volleyball, and certainly in other sports, it's representative of that as well. You know, I didn't understand as well as I should have until we've gotten into this. And I've gotten better, and I've gotten better for my team. And, you know, the SEC committee is just an incredible council. I am humbled to be part of it. There's some incredible people on there. And I think the SEC has a chance. Commissioner Sankey is very passionate. If you look at the employment and the people working in the SEC office, you know, there are opportunities for blacks and minorities in that office, and that's not common in other offices, in other conferences. And, you know, I think we have great leadership, and I think we have great direction, not only from the SEC, but from Scott and from Stephanie on our own campus, and super excited about the things that are happening and the moves that we're making, and I think we're going to make a difference. And you know, it's as Nikki Fargus, our basketball coach, says all the time, it's about loving each other. It's mm-hmm. about doing what's right and what's in your heart. And I think we just need to love everybody and take care of people in the way that we want to be taking care of ourselves. And it's a pretty simple process. And as Scott says, you know, we need to be very empathetic of everybody and everything that's going on around us. And I think those are great leadership mantras.
Absolutely. And, of course, everyone at LSU Athletics definitely supports this movement, the Tigers United movement, I think, which has made great strides. But, of course, we all have a long way to go, and we will continue to do so. Coach, finally, just you're only a few days away from that season opener. What goes into this final week of preparation before you head to College Station?
Well, we're going to have a little scrimmage, and it's unfortunate, you know, we can't do a purple and gold scrimmage and open it to the public because we're not there yet.
Yeah.
But we'll have a little scrimmage and get ready, put on the uniforms. We've done it a couple times already, but, you know, the final one is important. The challenge for us is we have four matches to open our season in an eight-day window, which, you know, usually when we've had time to train, that's a taxing run. And so we really have had to balance it out. Chris White, our strength coach, has done a great job preparing us this year. And, you know, we think we're ready, but there'll be some mental hurdles. And so we're tapering them down in terms of training and getting our lineup shored up. And this is going to be a body of work that it takes everybody. You know, everybody's got to be ready. You don't know who's going to be positive for COVID, if we have any, and hopefully we don't. But, you know, it's going to be a next man up, next woman up, next person up, whatever, in whatever position. And we're just going to have to be ready to do everything. And we feel like we have them ready, and they say they're ready. So we're excited to get started and certainly look forward to stepping on the court against A&M on Saturday.
In fact, 1 o'clock is first serve on Saturday at A&M. You can watch the match online on SEC Network Plus. And then Sunday's match at 8 a.m. starts at 3 o'clock, and that will be live on television on the SEC Network. So fans can see those two matches, and in fact, they can see all eight matches, Fran, either online or on television. So that's great exposure for the program, of course.
It really is. And, you know, the SEC Network has really done a great job for volleyball and promoting us and allowing people to see what the sport's about. You know, the number of people that see us and then come to a match, and it's typically later in the season, and they're like, man, I wish I would have come earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage you, you know, we want people to see what our sport's about, and as much as you're able to interact and see it, it's pretty fun. And, you know, these young ladies that play for us and play for every SEC school are great role models for all those youngsters out there that want to be great. So, you know, we look forward to putting on the purple and gold and representing well.
Well, a great role model herself is Coach Fran Flory. Fran, thank you again for joining us tonight, and best of luck throughout this season.
Thanks, Bill, and go Tigers!
All right, Fran Flory with us here on LSU 60. Stay with us when we come back. We'll talk about the SEC football action from yesterday and look ahead to the week. That's after this on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
LSU fans, show your pride with real Tigers gear from the official online store of LSU Athletics, lsushop.net. You'll find everything a Tiger fan needs, including jerseys, jackets, polos, t-shirts, hats, and more. With an awesome selection of more than 4,100 products, including official team merchandise from Nike. When it comes to team pride, there's only one place real Tiger fans go, lsushop.net.
Whatever you bring, bring more. Whatever you personally bring to the SEC table, bring more. Get up earlier, sing and yell and stomp louder. Enough never is. Not here. Between the magnolias and the azaleas, legends and lore regale us, downright implore us. Bring everything you got, and then bring more.
When the ground shifts beneath you, you can run or you can stand firm. At LSU, our stand is rock solid. Our blood runs hot, even as our heads stay cool. Because now is a pivotal moment in the fight for our future. And we refuse to back down when the world needs solutions. LSU, fierce for the future.
Can't just watch. Basically impossible, roundly implausible, to enter the gates of the SEC and be a faint spectator, a fly on the wall, not at all. Excuse yourself to lose yourself in something bigger. The traditions, the superstitions, the fight song in every rendition. You can't just watch. Not in the home of more.
Every Sunday night, it's 60 minutes of all things LSU. This is LSU 60 on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Fans, don't miss Inside LSU Football with Ed Ogeron, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors on the LSU Sports Television Network. Inside LSU Football airs Sunday nights at 10:35 p.m. each week on WBRC Channel 2 here in Baton Rouge. Check local listings. The LSU Sports Television Network affiliate in your area. And when the Tigers win, you win. Enter promo code LSU50 the Monday after an LSU football win to receive 50% off your online order at papajohns.com. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. All right, let's take a quick look at the SEC results yesterday. Of course, Florida suffering a loss to Texas A&M, 41-38. The Aggies with the victory on a last-second field goal. Florida drops to number 9 in the rankings. The Gators are 2-1 on the year. Texas A&M improves to 2-1, and A&M moves into the top 10 in the polls this week. Yesterday in Nashville, South Carolina got its first victory of the year, 41-7 over Vanderbilt. Gamecocks now 1-2. The Commodores are 0-3. Georgia remains undefeated, 44-21 victory over Tennessee in Athens. The Bulldogs at 3-0 and ranked number 3 in the nation. Tennessee, with its first loss, drops to 2-1. A real thriller in Auburn yesterday. Auburn hangs on and gets a last-second field goal, defeats Arkansas 30-28. Auburn is now 2-1 on the year. Arkansas is 1-2. Alabama, in a wild affair, defeats Ole Miss yesterday 63-48. The Tide, number 2 in the nation at 3-0. Ole Miss is now 1-2. And Kentucky gets its first win in Lexington yesterday by a score of 24-2 over Mississippi State. A quick look at this weekend's schedule. On Saturday at 11 a.m., Auburn is at South Carolina on ESPN. Also at 11, Kentucky at Tennessee on the SEC Network. At 2:30, LSU at Florida. That game will be on ESPN. Also at 2:30, Ole Miss will play at Arkansas on ESPN2. Then at 3 o'clock, Texas A&M is at Mississippi State on the SEC Network. At 6:30, Vanderbilt at Missouri on the SEC Network. And finally at 7 o'clock on Saturday, Georgia at Alabama from Tuscaloosa on CBS. All right, stay with us. We're back to wrap up this week's edition of LSU 60, presented by TJ Ribs, the official barbecue restaurant of LSU Athletics. We're back after this on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Support your LSU Tigers with Hancock Whitney, the official bank of LSU Athletics. From game day to the offseason, Hancock Whitney LSU credit and debit cards are a big win for any Tiger fan. Want to get your paws on these cards? Well, apply online or visit HancockWhitney.com/LSU. Hancock Whitney Bank, member FDIC. All accounts subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
Discover a place where legends are made. Where ordinary checks itself at the door and unforgettable experiences are around every corner. Discover L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Unique dining, the hottest games, and the coolest rooftop pool around. Make your moment legendary at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Exit at Blue Bonnet off I-10. See My Choice Center for details. Must be 21 Winner Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Tiger fans, shop Rouse's, official supermarket of LSU Athletics. Tyson USDA Grade A whole chickens are just 59 cents a pound. USDA Choice Angus Beef Boneless Sirloin Tip Roasts are $2.99 a pound. Rouse's, official supermarket of LSU Athletics.
Here in Louisiana, we're all about flavor and football. And as a proud partner of LSU Athletics, Louisiana Fish Fry brings all the crispy, golden, delicious game time flavor y'all need. So when you're rooting for our national champion Tigers, sink your claws into our breadings, boils, sauces, and more. Because y'all deserve to tackle your taste buds with the very best from Louisiana Fish Fry.
Tiger fans, shop Rouse's, official supermarket of LSU Athletics. Tyson USDA Grade A whole chickens are just 59 cents a pound. USDA Choice Angus Beef Boneless Sirloin Tip Roasts are $2.99 a pound. Rouse's, official supermarket of LSU Athletics.
This football season, Toyota is bringing the tailgate to you. Enter the Toyota Tailgate to Go sweepstakes for a chance to win an at-home tailgate party. The ultimate at-home tailgate includes food and drink delivered from a local restaurant and a tailgate-to-go party pack with game day essentials. Plus, you can pick a lucky friend to have the same experience delivered to their home. That's right. Win one, give one. For complete rules and to register, visit toyotatailgatetogo.com or text TOUCHDOWN to 22454. Toyota is a proud sponsor of LSU Athletics.
Back with more LSU 60. On the LSU Sports Radio Network, here again is your host, Bill Frankes.
All right, just about time to wrap up this week's edition of LSU 60. We remind you that Hollingsworth Richards Ford on Florida Boulevard proudly supports the LSU Tigers. Remember, you always get your money's worth at Hollingsworth Richards Ford. As we wrap up this edition of LSU 60, the sun has set behind the Mississippi River here on the LSU campus in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Looking forward to this weekend's game as LSU will travel to Gainesville. Tigers will play the ninth-ranked Florida Gators. Kickoff time is 2:30 Central Time at Ben Hill Griffin Stadium in Gainesville, Florida. LSU at 1-2 on the year, Florida at 2-1. Gators ranked number 9 in the nation. Should be another great battle between these two traditional rivals who have met each season since the early 1970s. So LSU at Florida on Saturday, kickoff at 2:30. Of course, the pregame show right here on the network will start at 12:30 on Saturday afternoon. Earlier in the week, check out the Ed Ogeron Show, live from TJ Ribs Restaurant, Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. You can join Coach O and Chris Blair as they preview the game with the Gators. And then, of course, the week starts tomorrow, lunch with Coach O, beginning at 12:10 p.m. Central Time. Chris Blair and Gordy Rush will preview the game and give you the update and the scouting report on the Florida Gators. Then at 12:30, you can hear Coach Ogeron's press conference with the media as he talks about this week's game. So a lot coming up this week. 12:10 tomorrow, lunch with Coach O, followed by the press conference. Wednesday night at 7, the Ed Ogeron Show on the network, and then the pregame show Saturday at 12:30 with kickoff at 2:30 from Gainesville, Florida. So for producer Jeff Palermo, this is Bill Frankes saying thank you and good night from the LSU Sports Radio Network, Capital One Studios. We're right next door to Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. This has been an exclusive presentation of the LSU Sports Radio Network.
You've been listening to LSU 60. Join us again next week for the latest on LSU athletics. LSU. LSU 60 is an exclusive presentation of the LSU Sports Radio Network, a division of LSU SB and Outfront Sports.